AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. An investigation has started into the crash of a private jet in Virginia. Four people on board were killed. Fighter jets were scrambled to respond to the unresponsive plane. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
The NTSB's Adam Gerhardt says the investigation is looking at everything from the Cessna Citation's records to components, but a big part is...
When exactly did the pilot become unresponsive? And why did the airplane fly the flight track that it did fly?
The plane from Tennessee was supposed to land on Long Island, but turned around and flew over the Capitol. That's when the F-16s went supersonic, sending out a boom, the plane finally crashing in a remote area.
The accident site will take us extensive time to get to, and the wreckage is highly fragmented.
Audio courtesy WDBJ7, the plane's owner, John Rumpel, telling the New York Times his daughter, granddaughter, nanny, and the pilot were going home to the Hamptons, and the plane may have lost pressurization. I'm Julie Walker.
Another group of approximately 20 migrants have arrived in Sacramento, California on a private flight. 16 migrants from Venezuela and Colombia arrived Friday. California's attorney general says it appears they arrived from Florida. This is White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Busing or flying migrants around the country without any coordination with the federal government, we've talked about this, state or local officials as well, is dangerous and unacceptable.
There has been no response yet from Florida. Police in Sunnyvale, Texas say they're looking for at least two suspects. A woman was shot and killed. Four members of her family, including three children, were wounded in their car after they parked at an apartment complex. The bodies of three men have been recovered from a collapsed apartment building in Davenport, Iowa. Police say they don't think anyone else may be inside the building. The Dow is lower at the close. This is AP News. The cause of global warming shows no sign of slowing.
As heat-trapping carbon dioxide in Earth's atmosphere increased to record highs in its annual spring peak.
Every year we see a peak value that's higher than the previous year, and every year is a new record high CO2 value.
Arlen Andrews, the Greenhouse Gas Monitoring Group leader for NOAA.
To me, as an atmospheric scientist, that trend is very concerning.
Andrews adds emissions used to increase by maybe one part per billion per year, but now they are increasing at twice and even three times that rate, depending on whether there is an El Nino. I'm Shelley Adler.
A wolverine was spotted three times last month in the eastern Sierra Nevada, a rare occurrence for an animal that's only been seen one other time in California over the last 100 years. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.